Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
I'm going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, there is a television show you have just discovered.
If you're going to ask me how I found this, the correct answer is I have no idea. It was one of those nights where I was about 96, 97 clicks into some website that I started on, and I had no idea how I got from one thing to the next. But sure enough, I found myself clicking on something. I'm like, hang on, what? And I clicked on it, and then...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Toucher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
I'm going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, there is a television show you have just discovered.
If you're going to ask me how I found this, the correct answer is I have no idea. It was one of those nights where I was about 96, 97 clicks into some website that I started on, and I had no idea how I got from one thing to the next. But sure enough, I found myself clicking on something. I'm like, hang on, what? And I clicked on it, and then what started to play before me was a moment where I just went, how have I never known that this existed? Fred, please play clip number one.
What's up, everybody? Your boys are back. It's your boy Chance in the boot.
And it's your boy Real from the what?
Oh, my God. All right. Wait, Real is still alive?
No, this is from about 8 years ago. Real has died since then.
Okay.
Okay? Chance and Real, if you are, if you do not know, are two of the best television characters ever from a TV show called I Love New York. There was Real Chance of Love. They were on these VH1 dating shows. And as Fred said, you know,
I love Chance's thuggish ways.
They are two. They grew up in Kentucky, and they're in a rap group called what, Fred?
The Stallionaires.
The Stallionaires, because they love rapping about what, Fred?
Horses.
Yep. Like, they grew up on a horse farm.
Because, like, their riches are horses. Okay, so if you don't know, Chance is, like, kind of like Chris Tucker. He's fast-talking. And Real is just got long hair, like a mane of, like a horse's mane. And he's strong and silent.
Right. He doesn't really say much. But then there's Chance, who always runs his mouth. But the two of them together make up quite possibly one of the best duos in television history.
Oh, yeah. They were fantastic. It's a yin and yang situation.
Yes, it is. So, Fred, this is a new show that involves them. I'm not even going to let you guess what they're doing. All right? Let's just let this
I can figure it out. And I think someone was a genius because I don't want to get into it, but they saw a certain episode of I Love New York and said, let's scare them.
Let's just take a listen.
All right. Let's hear.
What's up, everybody? Your boys are back. It's your boy Chance in the boot.
And it's your boy Real from the what?
Stallionaires.
Now, everybody knows us from Real Chance of Love.
Oh!
But this ain't no damn dating show.
Ooh!
We're not looking for love no more. We're looking for something for real. I mean, for real, for real. Mythological creatures.
What is going on?
They're on the hunt for mythological creatures, Fred. It's a show called Real and Chance, The Legend Hunters, in which they search
which they get scared by animals. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what the plan of this show was. I just love Chance's mythical ways.
I love Chance's thuggish ways.
It should just be called Chance Gets Scared by Animals.
No, the show should just be called Oh Hell No.
Mythical creatures. This is just an executive at VH1 just going, F it.
I think somebody walked in and said, Real and Chance, all right? Here's my pitch. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, here we go.
For real. I mean, for real, for real. Mythological creatures.
A lot of these animals never been caught. The bottom line is they do exist, and you know what? Your boys are taking them down, y'all.
And we brought our own camera crew to catch it all on tape.
Are y'all ready for this?
So it's all just them freaking out.
Pretty much, yeah.
I just love his mythical ways.
Ready. You just met yourself the Legend Hunters.
It's Will and Chance and we all for the chase. We hunt them down, make them fall on their face. We'll take you on the tops of the trees. Nowhere to hide, not even caves in the seas. No, this ain't no hide and seek. Yeah, only the best compete. No matter if the sun, rain, or thunder, you know who you can call Legend.
How did the Stallionaires never make it?
I have no idea. So Fred, there's 10 different episodes. In one of them, they go looking for the world's largest grizzly bear named Thunderclaw. There's a Bigfoot episode, of course. There's one where they have to find the largest monster python in the Florida Everglades. But in the first episode, while they're going to Oklahoma to look for a 130-pound catfish, the very beginning of the episode.
Oh, hell no.
They have to do it noodling, like where they put their hand in the water, and there's like a bunch of locals who teach them how to go noodling.
Wait, whoa, whoa, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So okie noodling is really dangerous. What you do is you go down in the water, and you stick your hand in like rocks,
okay,
like underwater, and then the fish bites your hand,
yeah,
and you pull them out that way.
That's not smart.
It's called okie noodling. Well, the biting is not the issue. The issue is that you're sticking your hand in a bunch of rocks underneath the sea, so these guys are dying all the time because they're getting stuck and then they're drowning. I mean, they're not wearing scuba gear.
Okay.
All right, so this is them okie noodling?
No, this is on their way to okie noodling. So they haven't even gotten to the guys who okie noodle yet. They are just driving down the road, and there's a turtle that's in the middle of the road. So they're like, you know what, let's help out this turtle and maybe, you know, pick him up, bring him in the car, and take him somewhere.
I'm sure it just appeared out of nowhere. They didn't have a car about 20 feet ahead of them just dropping a turtle on the ground.
There's a turtle in the road.
Get him across the street. Wait, no, he can come. We can take him to a better place, man.
Get him.
Dang, little guy. I just hope he's not a snapping turtle. We'll take him to the lagoon. Take him to the lagoon. You want to hold him for a second? Hell no, I'm driving.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm getting a little freaked out now, man.
Me too.
Put him right there.
Okay.
There's a good little spot for him.
Oh!
Hey, he's trying to get out. Ain't no stopping him.
Yeah, ain't no stopping a turtle. They're really flying around.
Hell no.
He wants to get out. That turtle is just, it's freaking out. It's moving an inch an hour.
This is, no, by the way, this is a regular turtle. We've all seen them in like neighborhoods and stuff. And just every once in a while, like one of the legs will kind of stick out and they're freaking the F out.
Because they were unaware that the turtle's in his shell.
Right.
They just thought it was in his, I just like that. He's trying to get out. Well, you got an hour to stop him. I mean, it's not much going on.
Whoa! I'm getting a little freaked out now, man.
Me too.
Put him right there.
Okay.
Here's a good little spot for him.
Oh!
Hey, he's trying to get out. Ain't no stopping him. Come on, you're going to make me go off the side of the road.
Oh, that is a snapping turtle, that
tail. I told you, fool.
Oh, he is up! Get down!
Come on!
Get down!
Wait.
Get down from where?
It's just the turtle's head is just sticking out of its shell.
It's minding its own business.
Right, they're literally holding a turtle shell in a car.
Right. He's on the hunt for mythical creatures.
Get down!
Come on!
Get down!
Wait. He gotta go. Hold on, brother.
Oh, he's about to take
a sprint.
Come on.
Get down! Put him in the water.
Get down!
Lord.
I tried to take him to a better place, but...
Man, you should have just put him in the water, man. He might be
little...
so stupid, he may not even find the water.
God dang old turtle coming in here wrecking up shop.
Okay, so I mean, that's just them. That's where they are just holding a turtle.
Right.
What is it going to be like when they actually go looking for Hogzilla in episode 3? That is the largest hog in Arkansas. So they're going hunting for Hogzilla. Let's first of all take a listen at the intro of this episode.
This week your boys are in Alabama looking for Hogosaurus.
That's what you have to. I guarantee he's at least 800 pounds. Hogosaurus, take your leg off.
Go. We need darts. We need tranquilizers.
Machetes.
We're going after Hogosaurus and we can catch him.
I'm ready to take him down. Let's do this.
We are legend hunters.
They're trying to bite him, man!
Let's see, spray y'all down a little bit.
What's okay, that? Stop it there. So right here, they're in the woods, and the hunter who's looking for Hogosaurus has to put hog urine all over them, okay?
Okay, so they have every intention of killing this thing, they've said.
Well, they're going to tranquilize dart it. They're going to tranquilize it. They're
right.
Not going to kill it. They wouldn't kill it on TV. No, but they're going to
tranquilize. No, he wanted a machete.
Well, I mean, that's just, I think, a little bit of an overreaction, which they're not prone to do on this show.
No, it sounds by the book. All right, here we go.
That damn shit is coming.
Damn, them's going to get on us.
It's hog.
Hog pain.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh. Y'all came to kill a pig.
Please.
Y'all came to kill a pig.
Up there.
All right, Bobby, Jeff's on his way. He's coming up. Just go to him, man.
See up there.
Yeah, holler when y'all got the dog. You got him bait up. Holler.
I'll let you know. What's that muscle?
Butt-like?
Booty-like?
You ever smell yours?
Not that bad. Smells urine.
I kind of like that.
Not assy. This smells like a booty.
Apparently, hog pee smells like a booty.
Not an ass, but a booty.
No, but a booty, yes.
That's gross.
Get down!
Come on!
Get down!
That's a turtle, by the way, the reaction.
I like my booties that smell like pig.
Booty-like.
You ever smell yours?
Oh, creepy.
Well, it's got a Deliverance vibe.
It does. And then they finally go looking for the largest crocodile in Costa Rica, and here's how that goes.
Now, does Real still have long hair?
Oh, yeah.
Does he still wear a cowboy hat?
Now, still on the show, yes. He is unfortunately passed. But, oh, yeah, he wears a cowboy hat. There's okay. No question.
So this week, your boys are on a trail of the giant croc in Costa Rica.
I mean, there's some 18-foot crocodiles in this water.
Holy, holy moly, he's right there.
The croc was bigger than a Honda Accord.
All right, so who is this woman they're with?
There's just like a Costa Rican hottie who's their guide, and Chance just can't get enough of her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Real's like trying to take this seriously. We're here to hunt crocodiles, and Chance has got lower in the shades.
Well, he smells like booty. He smells booty. He smells like a pig-like scent.
You ever smell yours?
That's right.
His booty like?
Not assy. This smells like a booty.
So he's referring to a woman's rump.
Right there?
Yeah.
No, no, no. That's how the hog urine smells. No,
yeah, but the hog's urine smells like a woman's rump.
Might be.
Not assy. This smells like a booty.
Not assy. Always, always.
All of a sudden, Stephen A. Smith shows up.
Who said booty? Every time you say booty, Stephen A. Smith pops up. Who said booty?
Somebody, it's like, what?
Always, always ass.
It's like saying Candyman five times all of a sudden. Yes. Stephen A. Whenever there's booty, there's Stephen A. Smith.
Did someone say booty?
Always, got a girl named Duncan with a whole lot of junk. Damn.
I mean, look at that booty. You guys ready to serve?
Ooh. You know, man, screw surfing, man.
All right, this is our first topic.
You be injured out here.
Yeah.
Come on, Ryan, see what you got. Oh, God.
Fred, they're taking him whitewater rafting there, which they are not enjoying very much.
No, so they had him go surfing and whitewater rafting?
Yeah, which they're not big fans of.
Well, that's surprising.
But Chance is doing it because of the girl with the junk in the trunk.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, damn.
Got a girl named Uncle with a whole lot of junk. Damn.
I mean, look at that booty.
Does he really pull his sunglasses down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Real just kind of sits there?
Real's just like, man, we got work to do finding Hoggasaurus.
We're here to find Hoggasaurus, not stare at booty. And Chance is like, ah. Chance is like, I'm on the hunt for Bootyzilla.
It's Will and Chance, and we all for the chase. Yeah. We hunt them down, make them fall on
their face. Oh, so there you go, Fred. You've got the Real and Chance, the Legend Hunters, where they look for mythological creatures, Fred.
All right, are they on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I found them on YouTube. They're all on there, all 10 fantastic episodes. They're
there. Got a girl named Uncle with a whole lot of junk. Damn.
I mean, look at that booty.
Look at booty. Mm-hmm. All right, well, fantastic. I know what I'm doing tonight. We'll be right back.
For real.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. Bat.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think everybody's nervous because the norm is we just go to work. We go to work. We put in a lot of work. We bond together. We lift. We're in close quarters. And it feels like that's all being taken away from us. So I don't know how to react. I don't know what it's going to be. I've loved how a lot of players' attention has been on what's going on outside of football. And I think we'll continue to do that. But figuring out football, to me, it seems to be the hardest thing right now. And we hope, but I don't know if we'll figure it out, honestly.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That was the McCourty brothers talking about the dangers of going back and playing football. And my son is won't stop texting me. So there you go. The McCourty brothers hesitating if they want to go back and they want to play football. And the reality of the situation is if you play football, I mean, chances are someone's going to get the coronavirus. Someone's going to come in from off the street with the coronavirus. It's just going to happen. And it's how they mitigate it. And it's how they mitigate the damage. And that's what's going to happen.
Quarantine your quarterbacks. Keep them in separate rooms.
Well, that's the best idea I've heard so far, is that you never have them in the same room together, except for when they're outside. That's, I mean, you got to do that with the quarterbacks.
Even if they're outside, you don't put them necessarily close together.
I mean, and the thing that I would say is, you know, football people get injured all the time. It happens. And, you know, if hopefully people are responsible outside of practice and all of those things, and hopefully, you know, people don't get it all over the place. But I mean, it's unrealistic to say that you're going to have a football season and no one's going to get the coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they, I think most people think people are going to get it. It's just whether or not they have ways in place to mitigate it. Now, this is Michael Hurley, of course.
Yeah, baby.
Always one to break down the stats, facts, and figures. He kind of peed in everyone's Cheerios this morning. There was a article he wrote that, His whole stance of it was like, hey, I'm looking forward to sports, but does anybody else feel like we're whistling past the graveyard over the past couple of days?
God. Come on.
And he broke down like all of the events that have happened just over in the past like 4 to 5 days. And to be honest, you know, as much as I think the NBA's pretty much got it figured out, but he even pees on that. But then he starts going into every single one of these scenarios, and like the body of work that he's put together, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because he loves it. Anything that is, anything at all that he can use his quill to stab at, he loves it more than anything else.
He said his whole deal was, he goes, yet in June, does it really feel like the world of sports has any handle on this virus whatsoever? He said, on this date in the summer of 2020, does it look like sports leagues have a workable set of protocols in place to ensure that games can actually be played safely? He said, after the developments in recent weeks, and particularly last Friday, it's awfully difficult to have any level of confidence. And then he's got this list, and he goes, consider that, and then bullet point. MLB had 40 players and staff test positive for COVID-19 the past week. The Phillies, Blue Jays shut down their facilities in Florida, and the Giants have closed down their facility in Arizona, blah, 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 blah. The Tampa Bay Lightning, another bullet point. The Tampa Bay Lightning had to close their practice facility after 3 players and 2 staff members tested positive for COVID-19. And then another bullet point, and he keeps going. 4 total players from the Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans tested positive for COVID-19, including Ezekiel Elliott.
All right, timeout here. I'm asking for a timeout here. Yes, they did. Not playing football. They got COVID. They didn't put down the precautions that they were supposed to do. I mean, you know, yeah, guys from Tampa Bay got. Here's the thing: is that guys from Tampa Bay, the Lightning, got it, and so they shut down the practice facility. I mean, they did what they had to do. I mean, Hurley, my dear, this quill is going a million miles an hour.
He said the NFL Players Association have advised all its players to stop participating in group workouts and not to participate in any voluntary joint practices until training camp opens. Tell that to Tom Brady. Apparently he's still working out with those guys. And the NCAA 23... Now, this is... The NCAA, you have to admit, is insane. Like, what's going on there is nuts. 23 members of Clemson's football team tested positive. At LSU, at least 30 football players are in isolation for either testing positive or having had contact with someone who tested positive.
Well, LSU's just going to happen. They're going to let guys play with COVID. I mean, LSU's. I mean, what do you want out of LSU?
Surprised they got tested. The university, I'm surprised SEC, they just like should have banned testing. That's probably what they're going to end up doing. The University of Houston shut down all voluntary workouts after 6 symptomatic athletes tested positive. Over the University of Texas, 13 football players tested positive with 10 more players in isolation. Rutgers. He talked about how Dr. Anthony Fauci said that sports being played in October, November run a real risk of being unable to happen at all due to the, quote, second wave that might hit the country. PGA golfer Nick Watney got sent home from the RBC Heritage on Friday after testing positive for COVID-19.
Right. He tested positive and they sent him home and there's been no cases since. Okay.
Yes.
Well done, Hurley.
In Florida, where the NBA and MLS plan to play this summer, positive COVID-19 tests are reaching daily highs as the virus spikes. They talked about, you know, the guy from Washington who's not going to play. And Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh reacted to the proposed social distancing protocols by saying, it's impossible what they're asking us to do.
It is.
Human.
That's absolutely true. So what's the end game? Don't play sports?
Well, half the examples he's giving are show that the process is working.
So, but what's the end game here? What does he suggest?
Oh, he's just saying it sounds like there's no control of it right
now.
He's not trying to give you a solution. He's just saying It's right now run rampant.
No kidding. Has anyone seen what the governors have done in the southern part of this country? Everything's open. Let her rip. I mean, if that's the case and the standards aren't the same across the country, you're going to have this. And we, as we've said many times, there is no perfect way for all sports to get their jobs done. You can't do it.
Think about it this way. Well, I agree. But now, as I said, basketball right now is about as perfect a model as you can have.
Yes.
But what happens if during the college football season, there's a case where 23 players on one team.
Then you have walk-on. Then you have walk-on suiting up and putting helmets on.
Then it's Rudy, baby. You know how big college football rosters are.
Those are 90 to 100 players.
Yeah. So there's.
But how
guys
wild
the
is
sideline.
That going to be? Where a lot of these starters aren't going to be playing.
That's exactly right.
You want to talk about altering the? And I'm wondering even if in the NFL, if you're going to have games where 4 to 5 star players are all out at once.
But, think about it.
It could happen with injury.
But that's when teams like LSU and Alabama are really going to shine. Instead of winning games 42-7, they're going to win 90-0 because you have 5-star quarterbacks as number 5 on your depth chart if you're an SEC team.
Yes.
Whereas a team like Appalachian State has 1 3-star guy and then 3 guys who barely competed for starting jobs at quarterback in high school is backing them up.
Yeah, you could literally on Alabama lose probably 40 kids and still put out a team that could beat.
Go 11-1. I mean, that's the depth of these programs is ridiculous.
Yes.
So you can afford to lose 3 quarterbacks and 5 offensive linemen and whatever else to this virus and still blow teams out.
Yep. By the way, news just broke. Novak Djokovic just tested positive.
Yes. Oh, we knew that, baby.
Oh, we were all over it. I had it in the next update coming up. Who do you think you're dealing with? Yeah. Come on.
So he's they allow singles at the club. Only doubles if you're blood related.
Say what you just said to me, Dan.
John just got dailed.
I just got Arnold.
Sorry, Mike said it.
Did I dail Arnold too? Sorry about that, John. Did not mean to do that.
If I had pressed the breaking news sounder, Rich, and then you started talking, that would have been fun.
Here's the update. Like, how do you think Djokovic got tested?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I guarantee he's not sick.
He's anti-vaccine, Fred.
Oh, that's true.
He's a non-believer.
Because I guarantee you he's not sick. And it's just amazing that like 90%, like Marcus Smart wasn't sick. How the hell do they know he had coronavirus?
Well, because they tested everyone when they came back from that trip.
Yeah, I know, but it must be nice.
Well, I mean, anyone can get tested pretty much now. Well, it's not tough to get a test.
How do you get it?
You call the hospital first, tell them you're coming, and most of them have a place set up, and you can go get a test. I mean, it's not tough anymore.
They canceled my colonoscopy.
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of elective procedures, although now a lot of them are taking appointments again.
Well, the doctor apparently is donating his time to fight COVID instead of going after the real risk, which is my colon.
Sure.
I think in Massachusetts, though, you can pretty much get in there now.
I also, Rich, don't mean to interrupt, but Fred, I think I've seen some of the larger chain stores that now have drive-through this. Like 16 locations.
Yeah, there are pop-ups now.
You make an appointment ahead of time, but you pay for it. I think you pay for that one out of pocket.
What, like Home Depot?
No, CVS.
Popeyes. Bojangles, Fred. Go to your local Captain D's, and they're going to give you a COVID-19 test.
And here's a burrito. Thank you for coming.
We're at the point now where I believe, I'm pretty positive, that if you want to get a test, you can get one. Now, antibody tests, I don't know where the hell you get the... I know there's the Quest Diagnostics, but I don't even know if those things are... Like you can order it, and it sends it to a physician, and then you go there. But I don't know how well those work. You know, I've heard that there's a lot of false negatives, positives, and sometimes they just don't even get a read. But the COVID-19 tests, yeah, they're everywhere now. You can get them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if being in artificial heat is something that you're looking for, Wallach and I are A-okay. Because I am getting
artificial heat?
Yeah, because this place is sweltering and I'm starting to get ball sweat.
Oh, yeah.
They've been working on it.
It's when you walk.
It's funny because, like, when someone comes into the studio, like, it's just John and I, but when someone comes in, they, like, wear a mask, and you're like, ooh. You're coming from the outside. You're coming from the other room.
I know, we live in a very strange world.
You're five steps away.
All of a sudden, I'm in my chair rolling back a little bit. You're like, okay, good to see you. Thanks for coming in, Dan. Anytime you want
to
leave is fine.
Because if I have to leave the control room, I have to walk out into the hallway, and I don't want to be that one person that gets reprimanded. I don't know what the word is going to be. Not yelled at, but
stern talking. Well,
shamed.
Yes. Well, listen, you're going to run into at least no people on the way here. That's true. But good.
Did run into Nick in the kitchen. That didn't go well for Nick.
No, because you scared him, because he thought you were COVID.
What did he spill in the kitchen because you scared him?
He spilled his cereal.
Oh,
all over the counter, and then he swore really, really loud.
Really?
Nick thought it was COVID virus tapping on his shoulder.
The Grim Reaper. I just yelled his name.
Well, he's used to that. That ain't the first time he's seen the sickle. Do we want to get Hurley on so he can explain why he's doing all this?
I'll give him a call. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, because, I mean, enough with this crap. People are going to get the coronavirus. Yes, they are. Then don't play. I mean, don't play. If you don't want to play football, don't play football. That's all I got to say to you. Be responsible. Wear that mask, especially if you're in the next room and you dare to come in here. Ooh. All right, here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
Tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Deflategate, huh? I'm reading legal documents, huh? Deflategate.
Why is Michael Hurley so angry this morning? Hurl, baby, hurl.
So many documents.
Why is Michael Hurley so angry this morning? Hurl, baby, hurl.
It's all good, baby. No, that's not my thing.
95. It is Michael Hurley from CBS Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Emo enthusiast and loves to focus on the negative. He loves it more than anything else. All right, so you wrote this article basically crapping on all these leagues that want to come back.
I wouldn't say I crapped on them. You have to have a plan. You have to try to come back. I'd love for all of these plans to work. It's just I think the term I used, that we're whistling past the graveyard, because I feel like there's just so many signs and indication that we're setting ourselves up for failure and disappointment that nobody's saying it right now.
Let me give you some examples of how I think you contradict yourself.
Go for it.
Yeah, baby, because I came to shine today. Jack.
The king of controversy.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. You better strap in. But I would argue that the situation with the Tampa Bay Lightning, it shows that the process is working because they found that these people were positive and then they shut down the facility. So that worked. I think that the Cowboy players getting the coronavirus, I mean, I know for a fact that had nothing to do with playing football. And they found out that they had it, and they've been away from the team. So I guess my counterpoint would be like, especially football, right? Because they can't really do everything the other sports are doing. But people are going to get the coronavirus, And it's just up to, do you think the teams can identify these players and then quarantine them in a fashion that is in a timely fashion before it goes crazy?
Right, and that's the thing. I'll get to that in 1 second. On the NHL, they have 11 positive tests out of 200 people, which is an absurdly high rate.
Right, but they didn't get it playing hockey.
Right, but that's where it comes down to, is that the solution or the protocol when it happens is still the same as it was in March, which is isolate yourself for 2 weeks, hope you get better. And that's not going to work when there's actual games being played. Let's say it's, you know, the Eastern Conference Finals and two Bruins get the coronavirus. They're done. And then what happens to everyone they came into contact with? Because you remember back in March when Rudy Gobert tested positive, the Pelicans refused to take the court because a referee had worked a game with Rudy Gobert the week before, and everyone was like, well, we're not going to go near. It's just the...
Did they test him?
Well, how many? There was like a dozen NBA players that were positive.
Right. But that's the thing, is that if now I believe in that situation, they could test the official, or they would have no hesitation to replace the official.
They could. I think there's still, like, as much as we've all been patient and waited and been hopeful, I still think there's just as many unknowns with this virus that there were in March. I mean, you look at Nick Watney, the golfer. He traveled to the tournament last week with Sergio Garcia in a private plane. Sergio, you know, tested immediately after Watney tested positive, and he's not positive. But, you know, is he living comfortably right now? And then who's, like, the interactions? It's there's a domino effect whenever someone tests positive that I think, and that's in a sport like golf where you don't even interact with anyone. You look at a football locker room, you look at a football huddle.
Of course, of course.
It's going to be a problem.
Okay, of course. And I agree with you. People are going to get the coronavirus. But I would argue that golf has been a success story.
Yeah, through a couple weeks, it certainly has been. But I think it should be. I think we could have been doing golf the whole time, to be honest with you. It's,
right.
It is the socially distant sport.
But you use an example of one person on the PGA Tour getting it, but I could counter with one person on the PGA Tour got it.
Right, but if you look at it, because he traveled with Sergio, and then he's at the golf course for 2 days. He played for Thursday. He was at the course Friday when he didn't feel well and took the test, and certainly that worked in terms of getting him away from the rest of the people, but it wasn't until after, you know, the virus had set in that he realized he had it. And in golf, it's probably going to be okay. But in hockey and basketball and football, we don't have to worry about baseball because I doubt they'll even play. You can't have that type of separation that you have in a sport like that. And I just think it comes down to what do you do when someone does have it? Because they are going to have it. They are going to recover. But it's going to disrupt the entirety of the schedule of the league, of the playoffs. And it doesn't seem workable. Right now in college, if name your college where players have tested positive, the result is just everyone isolates for 2 weeks. That's still the solution. That's going to cause problems when there's games to be played and championships to be won.
Yeah, all right, so it might not be in a level playing field in terms of a team might lose. First of all, these SEC programs and Big Ten programs can afford to lose kids, as you know. I mean, there's 100 guys standing on that sideline. But you know, if someone gets COVID during the NHL playoffs, I mean, you know, people break ribs, people, you know, break legs. I mean, it's just something that happens. I mean, you got to live with it. And this year, you got to live with it. Fair or not. I mean, that's the way it's going to be played.
If you have a broken leg and you sit next to me on the bench, I'm not going to catch a broken leg. And that's obviously the difference. It's such a, you know, a contagious virus that a sport like hockey, like you can't, they're not going to rebuild rinks to make, you know, three layers of benches the way that you can separate in, like, baseball or even basketball where they're having two layers of the bench. There is no separation there.
But they'll know if I have it because they're going to test me.
They'll know it after you already have it, and then it's everyone you've been around has to isolate.
But if they test every day, that's as good as you can do.
Right. I mean, yeah, but it's also – by the time that you test positive, you've already been around people while carrying the virus,
Michael,
which is going to be an issue.
Michael, who's safer, a guy in the NHL or you or I?
Probably me, because I don't leave my house, but okay, I understand.
Very good. You're agoraphobic. That doesn't count.
Well, no, I just have kids, really, so it really hasn't changed that much since the virus set in. But No, I mean, I understand that the constant testing is makes them much more aware, but also it's really unavoidable that you agree that it's unavoidable that people will get it.
Sure.
The protocol is still anyone you've been in contact with has to isolate, which is going to cause a problem.
Okay,
like
so...
In the case of Austin Matthews, he was training with his goalie. The goalie didn't have it, but the goalie's still isolating for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Okay, so would you say that basketball at least has the most sustainable model to be able to continue playing, what they've set up where they're somewhat isolated and they're tested, unlike, by the way, in the NFL, which I still don't see why they don't test every single day. But with basketball, they're testing every day and they're in a bubble. Do you think out of all the sports, that one has the best chance of being sustainable?
Yeah, and it should, just because of the sheer numbers. I mean, you have 15, 16 players and 4 coaches and, you know, some trainers and everything, but it's still such a small number that you should be able to do that. That's something you obviously can't do. I mean, hockey is tougher because you have 20, probably 24 players on your roster plus a handful of coaches and everything.
But they're going to be
football
in a bubble, too.
But they're also putting in Vegas, which seems, I mean, we're talking about the NBA players in Orlando, right? And the temptations they'll have to get off campus and live life, which is natural, a human impulse to leave Disney World when you're there for 2 months.
Tell Roach.
Different strokes for different folks. In Vegas, you're kind of asking the players to just go about, and Nevada is, you know, on the rise with cases, not quite to Florida's extent. So, I mean, yes, I think the NBA has the best chance. I don't think Florida's situation right now helps them, but I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, copyable for other leagues. That's not a word, but I came close.
What would Dashboard Confessional have to say about this?
I'm not a Dashboard fan. That was just always – they were terrible.
I hated Dashboard Confessional. So did I. Hated Dashboard Confessional.
That was, like, the worst.
What was the band that I really hated?
Not Sunny Day Real Estate. If you're going to go emo, then let's just go to the grandfathers of everything.
I showed up for the wrong night. I was supposed to see Reverend Horton Heaton with Sunny Day Real Estate. And
that Chris Carrabas, or is that his name? Or Chris Carrabba?
Dashboard guy.
Yeah.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, no, not a big fan.
Saves the Day. That was the band I truly hated.
They were okay. They played my freshman year fall concert, and I didn't go because I did laundry instead. So I wasn't a huge fan, but they're all right.
They had a black flag sticker on my Cadillac. Did you hear when they did that cover of Boys of Summer?
Oh, I thought
that was the Ataris.
That did it on the Fat Records, Fat Music for Fat People.
Oh no, I'm sure a lot of people have covered that. Yeah. Yeah. The Ataris was a hit. Their cover was a hit.
No, this was not. I believe this was Saves the Day.
I was more like the Taken Back Sunday brand new variety of emo fan.
Yeah. Mm. Well. All right. Well, no wonder you have such doom and gloom. I mean, love and loss is a part of your
hey,
DNA.
Listen, I would love, obviously, it's my entire life and career is sports. I would love for it all to work out. I just think, especially you're looking at football, we kind of all assumed in March, like, oh, they'll have it figured out by July, no problem. I don't think we've really figured much out other than staying home works. So when it comes to getting 90 football players together in the middle of the summer in a locker room that can't hold that many people, I mean, you read the protocols they have with the one-way hallways and stuff. It's just, it doesn't seem like something that's really built to work in a sport like football, where you smash each other's faces, smash your face into someone else's every other play. So I don't feel great about it. I hope it works out, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, so well, I hope you're wrong too, but I mean, it's a fact. Someone's going to get coronavirus. I mean, guys are going to get it. Guys are getting it now, and they're not getting it at the facilities necessarily, but they're getting it now. But I could take Hurley's argument, and I could turn it into, well, this is working. When they find out someone has the virus, they're shutting down the practice facility. So, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do, and then at that point, you roll the dice. And I'm not talking about people's lives, just, you know, I'm talking about in sports. It's like that if, you know, you're going to play, you want to give all these people their jobs back, you want to, you know, get this going again. I mean, you do everything you can do, and you hope you can contain it.
I've just, what's interesting to me outside of course, the health part of it is how it's going to affect the actual sport itself and the games. You right. know, how many weeks are there going to be, you know, where there's no quarterbacks on one team? You know, or how many weeks are there going to be where both Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak are out because they're quarantining? You know what I mean? Like that's massive, especially these leagues like the NHL and the NBA that are going right into the playoffs. You know, when this is going to be at a pretty high level in Florida and wherever, and also in Las Vegas, like how many of these players, big name players during the finals or the Eastern Conference or Western Conference finals are going to be missing because of this? It's going to be the wackiest postseason for those two ever for so many different reasons. So just get ready. And it's not even, as I said, for the health reasons, just the sport itself and how it can change because of right. the quarantining itself. That's going to be wild over the next couple of months.
Right. I mean, it's like if a team got a bunch of star players got injured. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's going to be like. So.
Because unlike, you know, you said Clemson or somebody like an SEC team who has 100 players, NBA teams don't. So you have to wonder, I mean, if there's ever going to be a case where there's going to be something that's so widespread that you're going to have a team take the court with six players on the bench.
Yeah, you'd have to be so irresponsible for something like that to happen in the NBA. I mean, there's not much more you can do. I mean, it would take someone going off campus or something like that, and that's on them.
And then you have that tip line for that guy to be ratted out, so you wouldn't be able to kind of
that. To John, that's what I'm looking forward to the most, because you know that's going to happen. I'm telling you, I'm calling it, and I don't know who it's going to be, but within the first 2 weeks of the NBA season starting, there's going to be a picture of someone on TMZ who is playing at that time out in a club outside of the campus.
They're going to get Dwight ratted Howard on. In Ybor City.
Right,
saw totally. Him out.
Ew!
Oh,
he totally would go to Ybor City. Oh, if you go to Ybor City, you're ended up with more than the COVID. You're getting herpes and syphilis. I mean, you're just going to get everything. Ybor City sucks. It just sucks. It's like every piece of garbage that ever lived, and every yep. crap bar that like stupid Fat Tuesdays.
But
and stuff.
But more to your point, the NBA will limit the damage. They have the best protocol set up to limit the damage.
I think hockey can limit the damage.
We don't even know what hockey's doing.
And that's the thing. We need to know what cities they're in.
I do know what he's doing.
We need to know.
I know what they're doing. They're getting a hotel and they're putting the guys in it. And then they're going to go in Vegas and somewhere in Canada.
And when?
Soon.
Yeah, they better step on it. Rich does have one point. They need to set. They probably have dates kind of set in mind,
right.
But if they want to get started before August, I mean, here we are. We're a week away from the end of June. I mean, we gotta get moving.
You gotta get rolling, man.
Well, they're practicing. I mean, they are practicing. All right,
some of them are practicing. Still not a whole team practicing.
Well, what I mean, basketball's not practicing.
No, but they've got a plan and a date for when they are going to practice.
But more NHL players are practicing. I could make the argument and win. Than they are NBA players, because they're allowed to practice together. Regardless, who cares? Will Brinson's coming on, and he's going to drop some sweet, sweet knowledge.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.